Going to see Major League Baseball isn't just about the game. The chance to get stuff, like team caps, bats, and balls, is as much a part of the experience for some fans as the seventh-inning stretch. Commentator Bob Cook observes that teams have been looking beyond traditional giveaway items.
With its latest ballpark promotions, baseball isn't going old school, it's going old world. Teams are offering matryoshka, also known as Russian nesting dolls. The dolls have a figure you can pop open to find a smaller figure, which you can pop open to find a smaller figure, which you can pop open to find a smaller figure, in theory keeping this up until you end up with a nigh-invisible figure the size of a dust mite. A few teams, like the Oakland A's and Texas Rangers, have given out versions depicting multiple team members, which should give those pictured on the dolls the idea of where they rank in the team hierarchy. This also applies to bands who have been dolled up. It makes sense that the Nirvana order goes Cobain, Grohl, Novoselic, but when did Don Felder become second to Don Henley in the Eagles? Okay, back to baseball. The greatest unintentional hilarity is when the dolls are applied to individual players. Given the, in some eyes, suspicious way single-season home run king Barry Bonds has bulked up over the years, the San Francisco Giants promotion with a Giants Barry on the outside, a younger and smaller Pittsburgh Pirates Barry on the inside, and an even younger and smaller Arizona State University Barry on the inside of that, appears to be a retrospective of his body composition. But why Russian nesting dolls? Fans' rapacious yet fleeting appetite for the latest tchotchkes has teams constantly coming up with ways to keep people coming back for new, free goodies, or at least the opportunity to sell those goodies for a $50 markup in the stadium parking lot to some memorabilia geek. For example, Beanie Babies were hot for a while, in particular at Wrigley Field, where the suburban housewives who made up the hardest core of collectors would shake down small children to get one. But that excitement subsided even before the Beanie's resale market collapsed like NASDAQ. Then there were the Celebraducks, rubber duck depictions of players. Despite an initial rush to get an Allen Iverson duck at Philadelphia 76ers games last year, hey, the duck even had Iverson's tattoos! The concept didn't quite take off. Really, duck beaks on people look so creepy. Would you really want a duck version of Sammy Sosa staring at you in the bath, unless you could plug your tub with the cork in his bat? What teams want Russian nesting dolls to be is the second coming of the bobblehead. Bobbleheads have been a promotional goldmine for about 10 years, when ballparks introduced them. Of course, it might help that bobbleheads are a time-tested concept. They were invented in the early 20th century, and subsequent generations have found the idea of a bouncing head on a solid body to be high comedy. So will fans storm stadium gates demanding, "We want matryoshka!" It's too soon to tell, but if they don't, teams may again ask their fans, "More bobbleheads, anyone?"
Bob Cook writes for the online magazine, Flack.